Dreamscape presents Forever Her Rake by Scarlett Scott. Narrated by Rupert Channing. Chapter 1. Lady Edith Smythe wondered if her mother would ever run out of wind. "You know that you ought not trouble your mind with such dreadful nonsense as the supposed equality of the female sex, do you not?" Maman paused, and then, as if anticipating Edith's acquiescent response, carried on before her daughter could interject. "Of course you do, my darling beloved. You know very well that the feeble and vulnerable mind of a lady could never begin to compare to the strong and abundantly clever intellect of her masculine counterpart." "But, Maman," she attempted to interject. "Indeed," Lady Featherstone carried on quite as if she hadn't heard Edith. "You do me great credit, although I do wish you would heed my warning about the dangers of wearing such an immodest colour gown. Furthermore, the décolletage is on the border of being risqué, and I should hate for anyone to think you forward, although I dare say that there are a great deal of unabashed Jezebels in attendance, a shocking number, in fact, given the Duchess of Bradford's standing in polite society." As her mother droned steadily on, it became apparent that she was in no danger of stopping. Instead, she hit her stride, bemoaning the state of the other guests in attendance. "To say nothing of that horrid Mr. Blakemore. What can Her Grace have been thinking, inviting such a low-born swine?" Lady Featherstone asked, looking as if she'd unintentionally scented something spoiled. "Mr. Blakemore seems rather charming," Edith offered, thinking of the dazzlingly handsome gentleman she'd been clandestinely admiring from the moment of his arrival at Sherborne Manor for the Duke and Duchess of Bradford's country house party. "I would hardly characterize him as swine-like." It was the wrong thing to say to her mother. Maman's eyebrows snapped together, her glare turning most ferocious. "Surely you haven't spoken to that wretched roué, have you, Edith, darling?" Alas, she hadn't. Yet. But Edith wisely kept that to herself. She smiled at her mother. "Of course not, Maman. Why should I wish to do so? You've made your disapproval of him plain, and I wouldn't want to displease you." "My dear daughter, you are such a boon to me." Maman smiled and gave Edith's cheek a pat, as if she were a young girl in short skirts rather than a lady fully grown. "I am so very proud of your dutiful nature." Edith stifled a wince and forced a smile for her mother's benefit. "If you'll excuse me, Maman, I do believe I should like a restorative nap before dinner this evening."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?